Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me, investing your time on this spring day in the Northern Hemisphere and fall day for my Southern friends and colleagues, that Southern Hemisphere. Here in the Midwest United States, in the state of Iowa, we had severe thunderstorms last night in our area. In other parts of the state had tornadoes. Today we had sleet and snow. So, and you know what they do say in Iowa, that if you don't like the weather, just wait an hour and it will change. That's one of the exciting parts of spring. So I hope that wherever you are enjoying your weather and that things are going well for you. Tonight we are going to focus on sparking yourself to action. On how do you motivate yourself? How are you doing on your goals so far? Sharing some resources and strategies. As I was talking to someone earlier, one end of the spectrum, when we aren't sure what direction we're going, is we spin our wheels in a lot of directions and feel pressured that way. And the other end is I've got so many choices, I just don't do any of them because I'm not sure which one to do. And we need to find the middle. Balance to that. So before we start, take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and let it out. It is that time of year where we talk about spring cleaning here. Tonight, let's focus our intention for this show to be on, we can deal with some spring cleaning around our attitudes, around our goals, because it's about the end of the quarter. We'll take a look at those success maps. If you listen to the shows in January and February, we talked about creating your success maps and your markers, road signs, along the way to your success. It's a good point if you haven't done a progress check on those goals. And guess what? If you didn't write them down at the beginning of the year, that's okay. We won't tell anybody. Starting right now, you can take action and make, create, build your success map for the rest of 2011. It's a good time to pull that map out, see where you are on your journey, which direction you're headed. Are you going a different direction? Are some of your destinations that you were excited about in January now moving further down the priority list? So you may be reprioritizing based on your experiences, January, February, and March. And that's okay. Because maps are fluid. Roads change, destinations are built, other locations are damaged by disaster. And I still want to send those positive vibrations, energy, prayers to my friends and colleagues and to all the people in Japan who are still dealing with the aftermath of the tsunami and the earthquake. So all of those things can cause, be cause for change. So give yourself permission to make adjustments, to adjust your sails. There's a quote that says, I cannot control the wind, but I can adjust my sails. So if you're on a boat, the wind might not be heading, pushing you where you want to go, change your sails. So get out those colored pencils, markers, Photoshop on the computer, whatever you did to create your map for the year. Tweak it. Mark where you've been. Celebrate where you've been. Yes, you've accomplished some of the steps. That is awesome. And now assess, okay, the year is 25% behind you almost. You have 75% ahead. Do you need to reprioritize, refocus, or recommit? One of the challenges when we're looking at our progress is to realize that when we do it with judgment and criticism, most of us tend to feel badly emotionally. There's negativity surrounding that. Then if we look at those same situations, we evaluate with compassionate encouragement and to honestly recognize where we have been. It's like Skip Downing in On Course had said, the voice in your head can be your inner defender, your inner critic, or your inner guide. And the more time we can spend listening to our inner guide, the more effective that voice in our head is in helping us in processing information and making choices, because the inner guide is the one that slows us down. It lets us focus on what was within our control, what was not within our control. Where was I responsible, empowered, and accountable? And where were there external factors that impacted the situation? You know, beating yourself up about not getting things done for most of us is not as motivating as saying, well, I did that well and I accomplished most of that and I'm going to refocus here. When you look at where you have come, it's more motivating to keep going than to evaluate what you've not done. Again, you need to look at your own style. But for most people, if you come at this process with a compassionate, loving heart, life is so much more enjoyable, and you can celebrate your progress, even if your progress comes from the fact that you took 3 steps backwards in order to be where you are right now, where it feels backwards. From that perspective, you have a different idea about what progress could be, might be. So I invite you this last week of March, the one that's coming up, we're heading into, to use this time to put an appointment on your calendar with yourself to spend some time in reflection. Where have you come? What have you done well? Have you celebrated? Where do you want to refocus, recommit, re-engage, re-energize around some different success destinations, or maybe the same ones? Maybe you've thought of some other markers, some other road signs that you're going to look for or travel toward on your journey to a particular destination. When we can make that success map a work in progress, a work in process, we're much more likely to be involved with it on a regular basis, to see it on a daily basis, to make adjustments more quickly as we need to, either to the journey, to the decisions we're making, or to the map itself. And who is on the journey with you? Who's your accountability partner that's helping encourage you and giving you, speaking those positive messages into your life, the support, the encouragement that we as human beings need? People who have coaches, athletes have coaches. They speak encouragement. They hold people accountable. They let them know when they're doing things in a way that's less effective to get them to the success, to the goal that they desire. And they encourage, they teach, they inspire to get the best from their athletes. And speaking of getting the best, I want to share a new book with you tonight. It's called Shine, S-H-I-N-E. The subtitle is Using Brain Science to Get the Best from Your People. It's written by Dr. Edward M. Hollowell, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-L-L. He's a best-selling author of Driven to Distraction. And he has come up with a five-step process to help you get the best from people or to help you get the best from yourself. He calls this the cycle of excellence. And I want to say that this book was published in February of 2011. I want to double check. This says copyright 2011, but I think its publication date was February. And he dedicates it to Dr. Shine, who shines shoes and soles at Boston's Logan Airport. In the introduction, he addresses brain science, peak performance, and finding the shine. Identifies the five steps to peak performance, and then devotes a chapter each to those steps. And he titles those five steps, Select, Connect, Play, Grapple and Grow, Shine. And then he has a summary chapter called The Cycle of Excellence. How do you motivate yourself? How do you get yourself to action? When, especially in a situation where you're overwhelmed or with too much to do, with too many choices, with too many responsibilities, where you're taking care of so many other people that you're forgetting about yourself and you're draining yourself emotionally, mentally, and physically. So he has key ideas at the end of each chapter. I'm going to share from the summary, and we can do this with ourselves, and that's the perspective I want to take tonight with this information. Step one in his cycle of excellence is select. Select is helping your people or yourself find what you're good at, what you like, and what adds value to the organization you work for, and that may be yourself, or what adds value to the world. And he provides some tools for people who have a challenge with fit. He offers three frameworks that people can refer to in the book. There's the Halliwell Self-Report Job Fit Scale, the Framework for Flow, and the Kolb Cognitive Assessment Scale. So, do you know what you're good at, what you enjoy, what you like, what adds value to your work organization and to your world? Some of us do. Some of us are doing things that, well, maybe we're good at it, but we don't enjoy them as much. And that may be true. I mean, I enjoy science, always have enjoyed science, and I remember a discussion with my classmates in high school about they're all, oh, you should be a doctor, you should go into medicine, and I said, well, you know, I'm good at science. I just don't want the pressure of someone's life in my hands. So while I could have been very successful, I think, at the academics of medicine, I wouldn't have enjoyed it from the emotional pressure. So discover what you're good at, your strengths. Can you strengths finder for that? Buckingham, I think, just now discover your strengths. Discover what you like, what you enjoy doing. If you had an afternoon or a week, what are some of the things you would do that you enjoy? And then finding among those two things what adds value. The passion test, my regular listeners know, is a tool that I use to help people discover what brings them the most joy in their life, what brings people joy, and how to have more of those things in your life. It's a prioritization system to get clear about what you intend, your intention, how to put your attention on the top five, and the strategy of no tension around having more of them in your life. I was talking recently with a coach, well, my coach, and someone with whom I'm doing the passion test, and she shared with me that even before she finished the process, just sitting down and answering the question, when my life is ideal, I am blank. And she also chose to do, when my work is ideal, I am. Who am I working with? Who am I serving? What skills am I using? What strengths am I using? And as she began to look at that and she began to see patterns, she said it was like a weight was lifted because she realized where her passion truly was, with which of the many different pieces of work she was doing, and she was doing well, but which of them actually allowed her to use more of what she loved. And she said, even before we get to that next step, I just want to tell you that there's been a huge weight because I now have focus and I've gotten so much done in the last few days. Because it's the good fit. What she's good at, what she likes, and what adds value to the world. If you're interested in taking the passion test, I'd love to help you either one-on-one. There's a three-week one-on-one coaching program that I offer. I also facilitate groups. And you can learn more at www.brainbonanza.com. BrainBonanza.com, and just click on the passion test. Or you can send an email to me at brainbonanza@gmail.com and just put interested in the passion test in your subject line. I'd love to talk to you more about that because that is so key to be in the right seat on the bus, as John Gordon says. Be in the right position. Back to shine. Step two in Hollowell's cycle of excellence is connect. Do you have trust, optimism, cohesion, openness, positive energy? Is it okay to be yourself? If you think about all the different ways that we become disconnected at work and in society, and connection is part of, I believe his name is McClelland. McClelland's motivation theory from about 1961. He listed identified the three motivational needs as power, achievement, and affiliation. That we are motivated to connect as a human being. To be social, to be somehow in connection with other people. And so what do you do in your life to motivate yourself, thinking about that again? What do you do to connect? How do you connect with people? Do you have individual strong connections? Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. I'm so grateful I have a mute button. In step two, some of the strategies, you know, do you know something about the people that you work with? Do you have any humor? Do you have people that you can laugh with about situations? He also suggests modeling and teaching optimism, the belief there's no problem that we cannot overcome together. And in the book Positivity, the author's research shows that if you have three positive statements to every one negative statement, you're going to have higher performance. Whether it's relationships, better relationships, more productivity, are you in that magic 3-to-1? And where do you get your optimism? Do you have somebody who can speak a positive perspective in your life, or someone whose blog you can read? That helps to motivate you as well. Who do you connect with, either in person or virtually, that helps you to feel a part of a community, of a group, of a family. So step one in the cycle of excellence is selecting, being in the right place, the right position, the right relationship. Step two, to be connected, can be motivating. It's much easier to slide when we're by ourselves. When we're with other people as part of a team or community or a group or a mastermind, then we're accountable to those other people. And I will also invite you, to those of you who are interested in a mastermind group, savingsuperwoman.com, S-A-V-I-N-G, S-U-P-E-R-W-O-M-A-N, savingsuperwoman.com. And you can click on the tab at the top. Saving Superwoman is launching a mastermind group with Lynette Patterson, who's a success strategist, Dr. Lisa Van Allen, who's a business coach, a conscious business coach, and myself, who's a master trainer and a mind magician. And the three of us will be spending some time building connection and compassionate support and accountability with a group of women committed to being balanced, creating more success in their lives. So if you're looking for connection, that's an option. There's also really identifying who is around in your life that you want to build connection with. Step three, play. P-L-A-Y. Yay, play. Dr. Hallowell talks about encouraging free play of the mind. Any activity which the imagination kicks in and lights up is considered play. What do you do to get new ideas, creative thoughts? You know, and having fun, using your imagination is good for your morale, can reduce your anxiety, and can lighten that what can really seem like a heavy load. Some things that you could do for yourself and for those around you that encourage imaginative engagement or play, brainstorm. Just get a group of people together and just sky's the limit or infinite possibility time. What if you were just asking open-ended questions? Just what if? Just spend some time thinking, what if? And you can have just a period of goofiness, respectful, fun, and play. And the time I know that I spend playing with my son, who is 9, can inspire some breakthrough creativity and projects that I'm working on. And that motivates me to get back to it. So when we get frustrated or overwhelmed and we feel like we're having trouble concentrating, take a play break to ignite your creativity, which can really reignite your motivation. Step four is called grapple and grow. And you have these tasks, these things that you want to do in your life, these responsibilities you feel you need to do in your life. Are you making progress? You know, and if you're stuck at something, just, you know, he talks about playing ping pong, a phrase he borrowed from a man who specializes in helping people get unstuck. You know, and to find someone to play verbal ping pong with, someone who can give you ideas and suggestions to help you get unstuck. And you know what? You might not like this one or that one or this one or that one. They're going to keep throwing suggestions at you. Now, whether you like one of theirs or it will spark a new solution in your own imagination as well. So engage your imagination. Start with something you like and are good at. And then it's you feel pulled to do it rather than you have to do it. And if you get stuck, you know, you can go back to the select step. Are you doing something you're good at, something you like, something that has value to the world? maybe if that's not happening anymore, maybe it's time to reassess what you're doing professionally. Maybe it's time for some responsibility shifts in your relationships or your family. And step five, Dr. Halliwell calls shine. And in this step in the cycle of excellence, the goal is for every person in that group to feel recognized and valued for what they do, not just the stars. Because we do learn from our mistakes, right? So even for yourself, you know, give yourself credit for what you do. Even if it's not on the nightly news, even though you're not the star of the show, spend some time acknowledging. And we grow and we learn more when our success is noticed and it's praised by that voice in our head, by someone else. And guess what? Other people don't know that we need success or we need praise or we would appreciate acknowledgement. They don't know unless we ask them for that feedback. I remember my first big public speaking event was for a Catholic youth rally, and the audience was going to be about 400 people, parents and teenagers. And my topic was sex. And, well, anyway, that's another story. And what I told my husband was, this is the first big gig outside of my job where I was a teacher or, you know, I taught classes, where I was going in for an organization where they hired me to come in and have a workshop, do a seminar. And I said, I don't care how you acknowledge it. I don't care what you do, but do something that lets me know you're recognizing how important this is in my life. And he got me a beautiful heart leaf philodendron plant with a lovely note. And when I share that story, sometimes people will ask me, well, doesn't that diminish the value? Because you had to ask. Well, no, it didn't. Actually, it was much better than me resenting the fact that he didn't acknowledge it when he didn't know that that was important to me. And so rather than being upset with people because they're not giving us the feedback or acknowledgement that we desire or that we would like, just let people know. And sometimes it's even, Jack Canfield shares a story where he cleaned the basement and he took his wife down. He said, look what I did. And she said, this is really great, because he said, the child in me wanted acknowledgement for that hard work. And sometimes the adult in us wants acknowledgement, too. To just say thank you or good job and mean it from the heart. That you can do it for yourself or you can get it from other people. And it's okay to let people know what you need or what you'd like. Often it's hard to tell a boss or to tell a family member that, you know, I really could use some positive feedback about something I'm doing right. And so, you know, give yourself a compliment. Give other people compliments. You know, and Dr. Halliwell points out that it's easier to learn from mistakes when we also are recognizing the successes. And not only recognizing the achievement, but also attitudes like optimism or commitment to growth. Those are important as well. And the story of Dr. Shine that he shares. Dr. Shine has MS. He shines shoes. It's a very, very powerful story. Dr. Hallowell points out that it's the synthesis of these five steps in this cycle of excellence, the process of all of them working together, that leads to excellence. And that there's really nothing new in each of the five steps, but it's when you put them together that you have a powerful approach to bring out the best in other people, and I believe, too, the best in yourself. And then know that today is a good day to start. And he encourages you to do it your way. To go for broke, let passion blaze your trail, look ahead and pursue the dream that fits who you are as a person and a manager. Learn what you can, but don't get bogged down. In today's world, there's so much to know that learning can actually take the place of action and hold you back. Learn enough, then trust your gut and act. Be bold or crazy enough not to hold back. Take advantage of the freedom to be your own person. When the game is over, regardless of the score, you'll revel in what you've done. So often we let that fear and anxiety of doing it right get in our way. So I love that last paragraph. And again, the book is called Shine, Using Brain Science to Get the Best from Your People, and it's filled with more specific actions and strategies around each of those five pieces of the cycle of excellence. And let's see if I can put my hands on Dr. Shine's story quickly. Yep, there it is. And what you want to do is you want to find and mind the gold that resides within you. Okay, the story is, let me check my time here. Okay, we've got about 15 minutes left. If you have any ideas or questions about sparking yourself to action or strategies you'd like to share, please call at 347-215-8390. And if you have something you'd like to share, because many of my listeners download this podcast in between live segments, please send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com with sparks to action in the subject line, and I'll be happy to share them on my show in the future. You can also type something into the chat room. That's open as well. And seeing no callers on the line at the moment, I will share the story of Dr. Shine from Dr. Hallowell's book, Shine. He was traveling to interview people as part of his research for the book. And at Boston's Logan Airport one day, he had some extra time, so he wanted to get his shoe shine. He walked up to the stand and noticed there was an old man next to it with a walker by his side. He was sitting with his head in his hands, which he had peacefully folded over the bars of the walker. He assumed he was an elderly passenger just resting before the plane took off, and he asked him if he knew where the shoeshine guy might have gone. "I'm the shoeshine guy," he proclaimed, straightening up immediately and showing a smile that draws an instant smile out of you, too. "Set your bags next to my walker here and step up into my office." He was propelled by the elderly gentleman's burst of energy. He hustled onto the stand and settled into an old chair with a sagging seat of cracked black leather, which had seen better days, but its proprietor was still going strong. As he put his feet into the smooth brass foot plate, he had no idea how extraordinary Dr. Shine, or this man, was, or how much he was about to influence him and the book. Dr. Hallowell slid his chair over and announced in a slight southern accent, I'm sorry, let me go back to that. The shoeshine gentleman slid his chair over and announced in a slight southern accent, "Good morning, sir. I'm Dr. Shine." He proceeded to inspect his shoes with careful eye of a physician sizing up a new patient. Ben began to spray water on his loafers, taking care not to wet the socks or the trousers. "Are you in the corporate world?" he asked. "No." Dr. Hallowell said, but I work with a lot of people who are. I'm a psychiatrist and a writer. My specialty is helping people get the most out of their abilities. Interesting, Dr. Schein said. Would you believe it? That's my specialty, too. I get up every morning and I look forward to helping people get into the right frame of mind so they can shine, no matter where they go or what they do. When I do that, I'm happy. Dr. Hallowell said, you sound like the better managers I consult with in business. Do I? Dr. Schein replied, and then added with a chuckle, well, I'm sure I don't make their kind of money, but I do love what I do. For me, it's all about the shine I put on the person. You see, I reach out. Too many people don't reach out anymore. They hold back. They're worried about something bad might happen, or they're in too much of a hurry, or think they have too many answers already, and they're not curious anymore, so they miss their big chance. Every time you're with a person, you've got a big chance. I say, don't miss it. Don't worry about putting out the fire before you strike the match. I always strike the match. I want to find that spark in a person. Get what I mean? Dr. Hallowell replied, I sure do. But how do you do it? He asked, knowing this is the crux of this book. Maybe Dr. Schein could sum it up. And he did. Just keep fishing. I only get a few minutes, you know, so I got to get right to it. Everybody's got that spark in them somewhere. Dr. Schein, you're so right. He thought, everybody's got it in them somewhere, but far from everybody finds their spark and makes the most of what they've got. How come? That's what my book is about, helping managers help people find their spark and make the most of what they've got. Dr. Hallowell asked aloud, what about the grumpy people you meet? What about the people who don't even see you as a person? Working here, you must get a lot of those. Oh, sure, Dr. Schein replied. I understand them. You got to remember, everybody has their bad days. I never know what somebody who sits up there is up against, what problems they got, what's working on them. So I treat them good, no matter how they treat me. If you don't like people, you better not be shining shoes. I have multiple sclerosis, and my doctor says I better get ready to slow down, but I tell him my work is my best therapy. I love what I do, and my customers need me. Dr. Hallowell asked, you have MS? How do you keep doing this? I talk to you, Dr. Schein replied. When someone is sitting up in that chair, all I think about is what he needs, and that gives me my energy. If I can forget about me and think about you, if I cannot forget about me and think about you, then I have no business shining shoes. Dr. Hallowell commented, you're pretty amazing. Where does your drive come from? From people, Dr. Schein said. I love to find that spark. That's it. Some time passed in silence as Dr. Schein tended to the shoes with the devotion you see in people who care about what they do. Then he added, and you know what? People want what I do. They come from different terminals all over this place just to get a shine from me. I'm known all over Logan Airport. Do you work for yourself? Dr. Hallowell asked. I work for you, he immediately replied. Wow, what a story. Do you have a passion for what you do? Dr. Hallowell, the author, found in Dr. Schein, this man working at Logan Airport, this man with MS, he found in him the embodiment of what he discovered, the most critical elements that lead to achievement at the highest levels, no matter what the endeavor. Without knowing it, Dr. Schein had implemented this five-step process for managing high performance that he's come to call the cycle of excellence. The book, again, is called Shine, Using Brain Science to Get the Best from Your People by Edward M. Hallowell, M.D., and I'll put it up at the show notes. I hope in the week ahead that you shine, that you take a look at the five steps in the cycle of excellence. Revisit your success map. And if you haven't created one, you can go back to the shows in January. They're all archived on Reflect and Project, Creating Your Success Map. We spent several shows on ways to do that, especially if maybe you're a person who doesn't like the, quote, goal-setting process. So let go of the label and embrace the idea of getting clear about where you're going, because that clarity allows your brain to work with you and to allow you to see opportunities that you may otherwise miss because you're not giving it clear direction or a clear destination. If you haven't created a success map for 2011, this next week is a great time to start, to commit to where you want to be at the end of 2011. What's your destination? It can be in any or multiple areas of your life, your health, your finances, your relationships. Where do you want to be? When your life is ideal, start there. And then set your sights on your destination and involve the people around you, the supportive people. And work on that voice in your head, because it can be your worst critic. It can also be less effective when it blames everybody else around you or the circumstances for your situation. It's okay to make mistakes. We all do. The important thing is to make new and different mistakes, because then you're growing and you're learning. So in this segment, I hope you've heard some sparks that can help you take action to get moving, to achieve, to grow, to succeed, and most importantly, to enjoy the moments that are the present, that are the gifts of your life. Until next time, stay safe, take action on something that you heard in the week ahead, and I hope that you give yourself an opportunity to shine.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.